The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Hello there. Welcome into Texans Extra Points. And no football tomorrow, but that doesn't mean we can't talk some football. I'm Drew Doherty with my good friends Tanya Ganguly of ESPN.com and Chris Myers, a former center for the Houston Texans. Now you can hear him on the radio talking in his beautiful voice and letting people know all the good news about the Texans, because it is good news. The Texans won last week. They're 3-5. They're sitting in first place. That's nice stuff. But before we get into that, we got to get into some news of the week, and let's begin. That win was a nice one. The Texans move to 3-5, like we said, and even more importantly, they go into the bye week with some good feelings.
Going into the bye week, I mean, you want to go in feeling good, and it's even a little bit of a longer bye because our next game is not till Monday night. So, you know, had we lost, I mean, that would have been a long time to just sit there and think.
Last week, the Texans get after the quarterback, Zach Mettenberger of Tennessee. They sack him 7 times. Whitney Mercilus has 3.5 of those. J.J. Watt has 2.5 more, and they discussed what went down.
We forced turnovers. We got sacks. We stopped the run. We just played better, and I think it started early in the game. We started to get some energy, some momentum.
You know, I'll try to use my speed, my power, and just use it, you know, in complete succession. And, that's exactly what I did on each set.
It's a great shirt there by Whitney Mercilus, by the way. He's ready. You win before the bye, you're feeling good. But what happens when you're on the bye? What do these guys do with no football on Sunday?
It's good. We get to enjoy this win, and hey, go ahead and make the corrections these next couple of days, and we got a big game coming up against Cincinnati on Monday night, so we got plenty of time to get ready for them.
I'm sure this extra time will help a lot of people on this team recover and get their bodies back, and, you know, with the win yesterday, it kind of, you know, gives a confidence roll into this bye week and just fully focused on Cincinnati now.
All right, let's bring them back in. Chris Myers, Tanya Ganguly, and Chris, thank you for wearing a shirt with a collar, unlike your buddy Ben Jones there we just saw.
There's nobody like that guy.
That's
nobody
like him. We could do about 6 or 7 hours talking just about Ben Jones, but we're not going to do that. A win before the bye is good for your psyche because...
Because if they had lost, they would have spent the whole bye week thinking about that loss and stewing over it and thinking about, you know, you're going in 2-6 and... If you win, then you know, that's a nice thing to think about. And all those guys after the loss in Atlanta said it's so good that they get to play again and, you know, on Thursday. Don't have to wait that long. When you win, it's okay to think about it a little bit. When you lose, you don't want to.
The key to that? Because you've been on both sides of it, Chris.
Yeah, I have. By far and away, a lot better to win right before you go into the bye. One, for the sole fact that right before you leave town, coaches will remind you we have to get right back to work. You understand kind of where you're at. I mean, trust me, being 3-5 and tied for first in the division is a lot different than being 2-6 and kind of sitting back in the cut and trying to hope for things to happen. So literally right now at 3-5, obviously not the record anyone wanted, but or the fans but for that matter, but you control your own destiny. I mean, it's you have to hope for little things to happen here and there with Indy, but you get to play them again down the road. But going to the bye with a win, it's just a little bit more relaxed feeling. You can go home and relax with the family a little bit more than you would with the loss.
Yeah, and that's more so on the players' part, because the coaches, they're putting in the midnight, or, you know, burning the midnight oil, whatever cliche you want to use. What's the difference between what coaches are doing this week and what led up to this weekend as opposed to the players?
Yeah, I mean, the coaches are definitely going to hang around here for a day or two more than the players and kind of work to game plan a little bit more for the Cincinnati game, and they actually have the extra day since the Monday night game, so it's a little bit longer of a bye week, which will help out. But you'd be surprised, there's a lot of players that will still hang around, even if a lot of injured guys are here rehabbing and getting right. But there are a lot of guys that'll hang around here and work out. I mean, I was a guy that didn't leave town in the bye week, and so I'd be in here working out a couple times during the bye week because it's just what you know. You don't want to get too far removed from it mentally, because if you do, you come back. It's kind of a shock factor sometimes.
Yeah, and Tanya, we were talking with the assistant coaches on Tuesday about all this, and it's kind of interesting their game plan really for a week without a game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was so funny this week, someone asked Bill O'Brien if he was leaving town or going to get away, and he said, "Is this a trick question?" Because it's just it's just more preparation time for them, and that's how they're treating it. They'll probably get a little more time to relax than they normally would, but it's not an off week for them.
Not at all, and it's not an off week when we go by the numbers. John Harris, our radio sideline reporter, has some tidbits of information that you need to know. Here he is. It's Johnny with By the Numbers.
J.J. Watt feasted on the Titans last weekend with 9 quarterback hits, 2.5 sacks, a tackle for a loss, and a forced fumble. In a few categories, number 99 is actually ahead of last year's pace through 8 games. So far in 2015, he has 8.5 sacks. Through 8 games last year, he had 7. He also has 15 tackles for a loss this season. At 2014 at this point, he had 10. The defense as a whole still tops in the NFL on third down, allowing opposing offenses to convert just 29.2% of the time. And how about DeAndre Hopkins? He finished with 94 receiving yards last Sunday and now has 2,882 career yards. In Andre Johnson's first 3 seasons as a Texan, he had 2,806 receiving yards. And remember, Hop still has half a season to go. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.